Welcome to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter. I'm your host, Ann Harrison, and I thank you for coming along with me to talk about Jesus and the writing life. God has given us each a story to share, and your story matters. Welcome back to Inspirational Journeys, everybody. And remember, if you remember when I told you what was coming up for the podcast, well, here's one of the first of my season of Kidlets. I've talked to children's book authors before, but now I'm really delving into it because I write for children myself. So I'm talking to Tanya Ellis, who is the author of the Sophie Washington series, and she also has a picture book coming out next year, which we might delve into that a little bit. But first, welcome to the show, Sophie. I mean, not Sophie. Tanya, no. I'm sorry.
Hey, Anne, thank you so much for having me.
I got Sophie on the brain with her antics. So why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners out there?
Well, I am a children's author based in Houston, Texas, and I'm author of the 13-book Sophie Washington series, about a little girl who lives in the suburb of Houston and her diverse group of friends and all of their adventures. And I have a picture book called They Built Me for Freedom, a story of Juneteenth in Houston's Emancipation Park that will be coming out in May 2024 with HarperCollins. So I'm really excited about that.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. So what was the inspiration? And I hope you don't find this uncomfortable, because I do ask writers this. How did you know when you were called to write?
Okay, well, that I get that question a lot. I, from the time I was a little girl, loved to read. I always had a book in my hand. And when I was 10 years old, I won a writing competition at my school. And we had to write and illustrate our own little book. So when that happened, that got me interested in becoming a writer. And I actually worked as a newspaper reporter for a while after college. And then I've written freelance for some magazines in my community. So from the time I was really young, I always wanted to write.
Wow. You know, that kind of reminds, I mean, you and I have a lot in common. I didn't have to, me being totally blind, as listeners know, I didn't have to illustrate the book, but I actually won a creative writing contest when I was in like fourth or fifth grade.
Oh, okay.
And then I started delving into writing when I was in high school, but then I put it away. But still, I just love to write. And I was a voracious reader too. I still am, but when I have time. So tell me about your writing process. Did you do a lot of research for the Sophie Washington series? Did you do an outline, or did you just sit down and write it?
Well, with the Sophie Washington series, I'm a mom of three, so I have a daughter and two sons. And my children were the age of the characters when I started writing these books, so they were kind of my inspiration. And actually, with Queen of the Bee, my children were all spelling bee champions, and I was a judge in some of their competitions. So I kind of got ideas from participating in those. And then a lot of the books in the series are about things that have happened in our lives. There's Sophie Washington Hurricane, which I've had to flee my home during a hurricane, as Sophie and her family did. Mission Costa Rica, they take a trip to Costa Rica, and I've been there. So I draw on a lot of my own personal experiences for the books, but I do research. Like one of the books, Code One, is where they're in a computer coding competition, and Scholastic bought rights to that book in 2021. But I know nothing about computer coding, so I had to research the terminology when I was writing the book. And then my picture book, They Built Me for Freedom, I actually visited the park. That's kind of gave me the idea for the story. And I visit a lot of historical places and museums and things, and I get story ideas from those activities as well.
So, and I can tell you, when I read Sophie Washington, Queen of the Bee, I could see some of me in this character in a way that, you know, with the spelling bee and some of the, not all the adventures, but when I was a kid, I used to ride the big wheel, you know, those little big wheels that scooter type things. I used to ride those, but bikes, no, not me. But I could picture that bike ride though. I could picture that bike ride, and I bet, and I could see, and I could sense the mom's fear when she saw the alligator on the lake.
Oh, yeah. And actually, in my neighborhood, there's been an 8-foot alligator at one of my neighbor's house. So, and I've seen alligators in waterways in my community. So a lot of the things you see in Sophie Washington come from things I've actually experienced. And even when they go to the rodeo, they go mutton busting, is where the kids ride, little kids ride on a rodeo with helmets on their heads. I mean, not on a rodeo, on a sheep during the mutton busting. And that's something that you see here in Houston at the rodeo. So a lot of those little things you're seeing in the books are things that happen in my lifetime and around my community.
I mean, I don't want to spoil the books, but I'm telling you, this was so exciting. So my question for, did you self-publish the first, well, I just read the first one, but were a lot of them self-published or?
Yes, the Sophie Washington series was self-published. I've sold over 150,000 copies of books in the series.
Ooh.
And in 2021, Scholastic bought paperback rights to Code One. In the first three books in the series, another company got audio rights, so they have audiobooks. So I did self-publish that. My newest book, the picture book, will be through HarperCollins, but it's separate from the Sophie Washington series.
Oh, wow. That, and it sounded like they were fun to write.
Yeah, they were. I enjoyed them. And one of them, Secret Santa, my holiday book, I really loved that because I was writing it during the summertime, which it's over 100 degrees here in Houston. So it was fun to imagine the holiday season and snow and all those holiday times when I was writing them. But I loved writing. The characters become, you know, kind of like my little friends and family. So it's fun to write those stories.
And I can see that. I mean, I could picture that when I read the book. It was really, honestly, I'm going to tell you, I stayed up late. And as we're recording this the day before it airs, but I had stayed up late last night just to read it because I just couldn't put it down.
Well, that's fun. Thank you.
Yes, it was a fun read, and it makes it, and I like the educational aspect and the adventure and the family dynamic and the interactions. I mean, it's really, really awesome. So what do you hope kids can take away from this book?
Well, from each book in the series, as you mentioned, teach different lessons. So in Queen of the Bees, she learns about hard work and perseverance and being true to herself. And they all kind of have a message of her being true to herself, because Sophie's fatal flaw throughout the series is that she wants to be liked so much that sometimes she does the wrong thing and makes choices that may not be the best. And she learns lessons at the end of every book. So they learn about being truthful, being a good friend, setting limits when you're playing video games, is taught in the fourth book in the series, The Gamer. Because her little brother, Cole, loves playing video games and they struggle to keep him off those games. So they just teach different lessons. They learn about entrepreneurship in Lemonade Day. And so they learn a lot throughout the series. So it's pretty fun. And The Snitch, the second book in the series, that's also one of my bestsellers. And in that, they encounter a bully at school. And next month, October, is National Bullying Prevention Month. So I do a lot of promotions of that book in October. But it's teaching children when they need to go to an adult or how to handle bullying situations.
You know, I don't know if you know this, but October is also Disability Awareness Month.
Oh, okay. That's great. And you know, one of my characters, Chloe, in the book has dyslexia.
I noticed that.
Yeah. So, hey, I need to be promoting that.
Yeah.
October as well.
Yeah, because that's important for a lot of us out there with disabilities. I mean, we, you know, not just you know, blind people like me, but people with these disabilities that you, whether you see those that you see and those that you don't see, because we're people too. We're not, you know, we're people too. We may have to do things differently, but we still are a part of society.
Exactly. Yes.
And we can bring value. And I'm going to say this, God put us on this earth for a purpose.
Exactly. And even teaching people empathy and understanding for differences in others who go through life, you know, and experience things in a different way. That's so important.
Yeah, it is. So what do you hope parents can take away from this book? Do you see that the families reading this series together?
I do have a lot of families who read them, especially for younger readers. The chapters are pretty short, so they write me in, you know, that they read them as bedtime stories. And they are good ways to get talking points for different issues and get kids thinking about. In one of the books, my BFF, Sophie actually plagiarizes on her schoolwork. So they're bringing up different issues that kids might face or encounter. So they serve as talking points for them. And then I have a lot of reluctant readers, kids who don't like to read a lot. Parents thank me because the books are encouraging them to read. A lot of them will go on to read the whole series.
Wow, I like that too. So do you do school visits in schools and libraries to talk to the students about some of the concepts in the series?
Yes, I do school visits where I'll talk about my author journey, how I became a writer, and how I create my books, you know, and also I do writing workshops for kids to encourage them to write and learn about ways to improve their writing.
And,
so I love to do that.
Oh, wow. And, you know, when you talk about writing for kids, National Novel Writing Month, the NaNoWriMo, I don't know if you've heard of it, but they do have a young writers program. Have you ever gotten kids involved with that? Or
I've participated myself in NaNoWriMo just to
Me too?
Yeah, when I'm working on novels. And then during a school visit a couple of years ago, one little girl was inspired to write, and I told her about a writing competition that I had heard about at that time that was going on. She won $400, and now she's published her own books, and I see her going to book events and things. So I do encourage kids to do that. And one educator I know, she uses NaNoWriMo with her students to write. But that's a good thing to do if I get any school visits in November, to bring that up.
Yeah.
Maybe encourage kids. Yeah. And I actually have a visit coming up in October, and I could talk to them about that. So that's a good idea.
Yeah, because October is what NaNoWriMo folks call Preptober. You know,
right.
I have a friend who lives in Houston. She writes cozy mysteries and poetry and stuff. Yes, I'm gonna give Tish Bouvier a shout out. But she and I met through NaNoWriMo.
Yes.
On Twitter.
Great.
Yeah.
I've never, NaNoWriMo's charge for adult writers is to write 50,000 words. And I've never gotten to that. I've done it a couple of times, but it helps get me getting my word count up and doing more with my novel writing. So I like it.
That sounds like the 50,000 words. That sounds like more of a middle grade fantasy.
Yeah, and that's minor. But what I don't like about NaNoWriMo being in November is I do traveling during Thanksgiving with family because my family doesn't live near me. So it's always hard because you're gearing up for the holiday season if you celebrate Christmas and things like that. So it's harder for me to sit down and do writing all the time because I have a lot of other things going on.
Right. Yeah, but you know what? And I have heard this from other NaNoWriMo participants, and I say this myself, even if you don't get the 50,000 words in, you get more words. No matter how many words you get, it's more words than you probably would have had otherwise.
Yes, definitely.
So you're still a winner.
Yeah, you're still a winner, or it'll get me started on a new story or getting something down. Yes, so it's a great thing, definitely.
So aside from the picture book that's coming out next year, do you have it? What other novels are you working? What's next?
Well, I'm actually working on a novel in verse. after I started writing picture books, because picture books are kind of like poetry, and I just started writing poems and poetry. I love poetry anyway, even before this.
Girl, me too.
Yes. And so I kind of was intimidated by the idea of writing in verse. And somehow I just started doing it because I was like, I want to write a new middle grade, but I was getting frustrated and the joy was going out of the writing because I love writing picture books. And my agent, I have a literary agent, she took me on to write novels and middle grade novels. So I needed to come up with my next middle grade, but I like writing picture books. And I said, but because each page is a poem in the novel in verse and it tells a story. So it could be up to 200 pages, but they're all poems. And then they're kind of telling that story. So
Oh.
I'm really having fun working on my new novel in verse. Maybe it'll come out one day. We'll see. But
That just sounds like so much fun, though. You and I have a lot more. I'd love to keep in touch with you because you and I have a lot more in common in our writing than we realized when we first met. Because I love to write poetry. I've never done a novel in verse, but I wrote it's like a 506 word. I wrote a picture book size poem about a girl teaching her brother how to find joy in life through the sprinkles on by, taking her time to eat the taking his time to eat the sprinkles on the ice cream cone. And let me show you this. I crochet too, and this was what I crocheted as an inspiration after writing that poem.
Okay, well, I can't see you because we don't have our
Oh, that's right. Oops. I'm
but
sorry. I will show that to you after we get done. But some of you may have already seen it. Or if you don't mind, I'll turn my video on real quickly so we can. No.
Okay, yeah, I look forward to seeing it. And we do have a lot in common because I knit. I'm not that great at it, but I used to be in a group that knit for people who were displaced from their homes, Hurricane Harvey, and we made at my son's school, we made blankets for people that were flooded out of their homes.
Wow.
It's fun. Yeah.
That, oh man, that, and I love to make blankets and scarves and stuff. And if those of you listening, if you want to actually see the, if you want to see the ice cream cone, I have a picture. I will put it on my website. And if you go to my social media, you can see it there too. So,
That
yeah.
sounds cool.
Yep. So for those who didn't get to see it because we're not doing video and I forgot about it. I'm just so used to doing video. And when this is not scripted, so we're authentic here on Inspirational Journeys. Okay. So any tips or takeaways that you want to leave the listener with today?
Mean writing tips or?
Writing tips or like especially for writing children's books. Are there any specific
Okay. Yes, one thing I tell everyone is if you're not a member of the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators, it's the acronym is SCBWI. I would join that because it's a great way to get in critique groups with other writers who can help look at your work and help give you advice. And there are also all kinds of webinars, trainings, and things where you can learn about the craft of writing for children. And also to read widely in the genre that you want to write in. I check out picture books at the library every week. I've read hundreds of picture books, so I know what is popular with the children and I get a feel for the themes and the ways that they're written. So that's very important. Or if you want to write middle grade or chapter books, you should read chapter books and books in the genre that you want to write in.
Yep. Wow, that's amazing. So which do you prefer, the children's books, or do you still have that love of certain adult titles?
I've only written and published children's books. I love to read adult books. I read everything, but for
That's
pleasure, I read adult books. But I write children's books, and even picture books are a specific type of writing. They're totally different because they're only up to 1,000 words. So you've got to tell a complete story in from 500 to 1,000 words. Every word counts. So they're kind of like a poem. So it's kind of like putting a puzzle together. So writing them, and they are have a very high emotional impact. So they're a little bit different than writing a full-length novel. And when I first started writing picture books, that was more difficult for me than to write a whole chapter book or write, you know, a 100-page book, because it's just a totally different thing.
Wow, yeah, and that's what I've heard. I actually went to participated in the I got a scholarship and participated in the Write to Ignite's chapter book master
Ooh.
class last week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was interesting. And we had fun applying the techniques that she taught us. We went into breakout rooms and had some fun applying those techniques.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, it was really good.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. And then my friend Jen Lowry, who's recently opened her publishing company, Monarch Educational Services. She publishes with Monarch Education Services. She does middle grade and young adult, and then her Caterpillar Books imprint. She does picture books and chapter books.
Wow. So
And
she's
she was one of the presenters.
okay. Wow, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. So, gotta shout out my friends on this one. Yeah, and it's good to have community.
Yeah.
So, where can people find you online?
Well, they can find me on my Instagram and Facebook and YouTube at Tanya Ellis Books and on my website at tanyaduncanellis.com.
Okay. And is there any final words that you'd like to leave the listeners with before we sign off?
Just to stay encouraged and keep in community. As you said, that's so important as a writer to keep you encouraged and inspired, keep you going, because it can be a tough business and a lonely business. And want to thank you, Anne, for having me here on your show.
Well, thank you so much, Tanya. This has been absolutely fun. I've been so excited since I read that first book in your Sophie Washington series. I was so excited about this because I knew this was going to be fun. So we challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired. Write something inspiring and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. Thanks for joining us on Inspirational Journeys. And remember, your story matters. Let me know if you enjoy these episodes with the children's book authors. And if you have a children's book author you would like to hear from, please do let me know. My email address is annwrites75@gmail.com. That's annwrites75@gmail.com. Or you can contact me through my website at annwritesinspiration.com. So please do let me know. Or you can comment on the YouTube channel because I am going to put the audio up on YouTube. And or you can connect with me on social media. But thank you for joining us. Once again, and remember, your story matters. Have a blessed day, everyone. Hey guys, this is Anne from the Inspirational Journeys podcast, and my special guest, Joe Templin, has an offer for my listeners and viewers. Take it away, Joe.
Anne, thank you. And again, thank you for bringing me on. This was a wonderful conversation. I'm glad that I could reach out and help your people grow. And to continue to help them to grow, we have an offer. If they go to the website everyday-excellence.com and use the code Inspirational Journeys at checkout from the shop, they can get a 10% discount on anything there to be able to help them with their personal journey to grow and inspire others.
You heard it here, folks. You get a 10% discount on everything in the store at everyday-excellence.com using promo code Inspirational Journeys. Happy writing, writing, and celebrate the day. Challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. You've been listening to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter, with your host, Ann Harrison. If you like what you've heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast platform. Visit my website at annwritesinspiration.com.
subscribe to my YouTube channel, and follow me on Facebook and Pinterest at Anne Writes Inspiration, and on Twitter at AnneWrites75 for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening, and remember, your story matters.